The power of this honor may be even more evident in the withholding than in the giving. I was reminded by Ellen Chesler, biographer of Margaret Sanger, that President Lyndon Johnson, even as he signed the first federal and international family planning acts into law, refused to bestow the Medal of Freedom on Sanger. He feared reprisal from the Catholic Church. Ellen told me that when she looked at Sanger's private history papers at Smith College, I'm proud to say the biggest archive of women's history, she found a poignant little handwritten note from Sanger asking that her body be buried here next to her husband, but that her heart be removed to Japan, the only country in the world that had ever bestowed a public honor on her. So I hope this is retroactive in honoring the work of Margaret Sanger. I hope she would celebrate this recognition that reproductive freedom is a human right, at least as crucial as freedom of speech, and that no government should dictate whether or when we have children.